I am Judy. I'm a quiltaholic.
Judy Reuter wasn't always a quilting addict. Until about 10 years ago, she was too busy raising children and working to ever pick it up. But when her mother-in-law passed away...
And my husband, when nobody else wanted her stuff, he said, well, I'll take it home to Jude. And he brought it home to me and said, you can sew. Here, you can finish Mom's quilts.
She started with those few quilts and then never stopped. Reuter says she loves picking out fabrics in a rainbow of colors and a variety of patterns. On a wall, she displays quilt blocks in orange. By her chair sits bright flower pieces to be sewn onto black. On the banister hangs a purple and yellow quilt ready for display. She says she doesn't choose the quilt design. It chooses her from any number of places.
This is going to really sound weird. I've also been known to sit in the bathroom stall with my little notebook and sketch the tile. So I can make a quilt pattern out of that tile because I love the way the pattern looks.
The designs turn into therapy.
And the act of actually sewing to me is just, it's very soothing. And it's so different from what I do at work all day. So it's just very soothing. It's almost hypnotic sometimes.
Some quilts she can finish in a weekend. Some take her years. The fabric can cost hundreds of dollars, but she loves the feel and the colors. The old-fashioned hobby took her into the modern age of computers. She joined online quilting groups and formed a network of friends around the world.
I mean, I've helped everybody raise their children, deal with problems with their husbands, help them figure out what to do with colors or quilt patterns. I mean, it's just like a quilting bee. It's a hoot.
Through her online groups, she started making comfort quilts. Quilts for people receiving hospital treatments, quilts for firefighters to use to warm children and comfort victims. She doesn't know many of the people she gives them to. She just knows that she can help.
It is a labor of love. I mean, that's what it's about. Love is not something you keep, it's something you give away. You know, you can't have it unless you give it away.
Oftentimes, her comfort quilts become objects of love to those who receive them.
A couple of people I've given quilts to have passed away, and they actually use the quilts to wrap them in, which tears me up. it's an honor. It's very much an honor. So,
Reuter uses her quilting to soothe people who are grieving as well.
When someone passes away, it's hard to totally let go, and the idea of giving away all their clothing and stuff sometimes very difficult. But it's nice to have something to kind of hang on to remember that person. And if you think about, I guess in my head, when you wrap up in a quilt, it's like a warm hug from somebody. And if you have clothing from someone you loved and you can kind of wrap it around, it's like they still have their arms around you.
Recently, she suffered a loss of her own. Her sewing machine broke and couldn't be repaired. So community members, who have benefited from her generous quilt donations to nonprofits and to friends, decided to bring her some comfort of her own. Zoya Johnson and others threw her a tea party fundraiser.
She jokingly actually mentioned that she was going through a withdrawal because her sewing machine was broken and she couldn't do any quilting. I thought, well, it was a kind of almost selfish thought on my part. Oh, no, how are we going to have our fundraiser if Judy doesn't have her machine back?
Johnson gathered a group of women for an afternoon of chatting, good food, and appreciation for Reuter. Sharon Sparney Livingston said the event revived an old community tradition in honor of Reuter's constant generosity.
This community was always like that when I was growing up. If somebody had a problem, the whole community would pull together. Women had teas all the time, you know, for other people, and that doesn't happen that much. So it's really, really nice to participate.
Tears spring to Reuter's eyes when she thinks of the day.
This is the best community. It's the best place probably I've ever lived or probably ever will live. And the people here are just so awesome. I mean, where else would anybody do something like this, you know, for a sewing machine?
For a sewing machine and for the woman who uses it to sew love back into the community. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.